Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, major global moves are keeping crypto markets resilient. Taiwanese stablecoin infrastructure company Aulting is set to begin trading on NASDAQ under the ticker OWLS starting October 16, 2025. Aulting, which reported $7.6 million in revenue last year, with a gross payment volume of $218 million, is making a bold statement by choosing a direct listing to boost transparency and avoid shareholder dilution. This move comes amid tightening regulatory frameworks and a growing institutional appetite for stablecoins, with projections that stablecoin circulation could reach $2 trillion by 2028. Meanwhile, in the mining sector, Marathon Digital Holdings has added 400 BTC for approximately $46 million following the recent market crash. This strategic purchase brings its total Bitcoin treasury to 53,250 BTC, exceeding a $6 billion valuation. With declining hash prices and rising network difficulty squeezing margins, Marathon's move signals that some miners are now acting as net accumulators rather than liquidators, taking advantage of market volatility to bolster long-term positions. On the ETF front, BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust has played a crucial role in stabilizing Bitcoin's price during turbulent times. Despite tariff fears that led to a $7 billion liquidation across crypto markets, iBit recorded robust inflows, $74.2 million on one trading day, followed by $60.4 million the next. These inflows cushioned the market and helped keep Bitcoin hovering above $100,000. Institutional investors holding iBit have proven resilient, providing a vital counterweight to broader outflows. In related exchange news, Coinbase is set to deepen its investment in CoinDCX, one of India's largest cryptocurrency exchanges, now valued at $2.45 billion post-money. This investment, pending regulatory approvals, is part of Coinbase's strategy to tap into the rapidly expanding markets of South Asia and the Middle East. CoinDCX, with over 20 million users and substantial transaction volumes, remains a key gateway for institutional-grade crypto adoption in the region. Additionally, the Asia Morning Briefing highlighted a record $20 billion liquidation event that induced cautious trading. Despite this turbulent episode, long-term capital remains steady with sustained whale accumulation and a notable rise in USDT supply. Analysts view the sell-off as a structural purge that may set the stage for the next bullish phase, provided Bitcoin can hold above key resistance levels. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.